You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So this comes from Kristen, and she says that you don't have to change my name. I'm going to read that note from her at the end of her letter. And maybe you'll laugh like I did. She says, "Hi, boys. Thanks for keeping me company every morning during my 55-minute commute."
That's a lot. My goodness.
Ouch. I can't even imagine. That's 2 hours of your day just sitting behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Every day.
Sore booty.
Well, Kristen, we are happy to be here for you. Thank you for bringing us along with you. She says, "I have a question about my older brother and sister-in-law. They have a 26-year-old son, and they still pay his cell phone bill for him. I've kind of given them crap about it ever since he graduated from college, but they're still doing it." Kristen writes, "My question is, at what age is someone way too old to have their parents paying for their cell phone?" And she closes by saying, "You don't have to change my name because I want them to hear this."
Uh-huh. Calling like you guys out, Kristen. Calling you out.
So there's the simple question, you know, how old is too old to be paying for your kid's cell phone bill? And so Jeremy and I did some searching on this yesterday, and we were poking around trying to find some sort of stats. And with anything that we talk about on the show, there's always going to be some sort of poll, survey, or a study done on it.
Yep.
And sure enough, Jer-Bear, 21% of adults under the age of 30, so they're under 30, but they're still adults, say their parents still pay their bill. That's 1 in 5. 8% of people between 30 and 45 say the same thing.
How nice.
So that's right.
Are we just
there.
Jealous? I mean, that's great. One less bill you got to think about.
The story then went on to say, what is the oldest acceptable age for someone to still be on their parents' plan?
Why is this? Why is everyone couching this as like, oh, you know, this is such a bad thing? It's just a cell phone plan. What's it costing them every month? $40 or something? If that? What if they're in one of those family plans, like, or one of their group plans, and they're just like, hey, right, we got you.
Sure, sure, sure. But I look at it as kind of emblematic of a larger issue. I don't think it's the, oh, how much is the cell phone? Because people will, you know, they will come to their own defense and say, oh, but we save money by doing this. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you do.
I get that. For instance, Zoe, Gretchen's daughter, is on Gretchen's cell phone plan.
Yep.
But Zoe also writes her a check every, well, Venmos her. She Venmos her every month for her portion of it. So she might be on the plan, but she's paying for it out of her own pocket. She has a job, she works, and she pays for it. I get the feeling with the way Kristen is talking about this, there is no payment going on.
They're just
it's
doing
just
it.
It's just mommy and daddy still paying for the 26-year-old stuff.
So what if the 26-year-old is still making all the other bills? Maybe they've got some wicked student loans that they're trying to pay off, or they've got a little family, or, and, you know, they're strapped. And look at the price of everything right now, you know? And mom and dad are like, yeah, we got you for the $40 a month. We can swing it. I think Kristen's jealous.
I guess I'm skeptical that it would only be the cell phone bill. That's when I said this is emblematic of a larger issue.
Yeah.
My guess, and I don't know, only Kristen
we don't
and
know.
Her brother and sister-in-law could say this. My guess is that when you find a situation like that, it's more than just a cell phone bill.
Could be, yeah, because she doesn't say if this 26-year-old is out on their own, I guess. I mean, if they're out on their own, they're essentially, sounds like covering everything else to me. Except the cell phone. Or she'd start reeling things off. Oh, and they're not paying this. And oh, they're not paying this.
Written back and asked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just a cell phone. I'm not too wound up about this. I do want to know, though, if other people are still getting things paid for by their parents. Mm-hmm. I want to know. I posted this on our Facebook just a little while ago. We got a couple messages that came in. Douglas says, my mom helps me pay for my kids' swimming lessons. It's about $300 a month. And then he goes on to other stuff about how his mom helps him with his laundry sometimes, but we won't get into that either. He says, I'm not very good at my laundry, blah, blah, blah. He's 35 years old, and it sounds like his mom pays for the kids' swimming lessons about $300 a month. Boom, there's one.
35 years old and mommy is still doing his laundry,
That's a whole other thing. We don't need
Douglas,
to get into
you've
that.
Douglas, you've made my point. What's the other one?
CJ, times are tough. Parents got to chip in. My parents pay for my car insurance and they bought me a new fridge, and I am also on their cell phone plan. That's from CJ. Man. Mommy and daddy covering a lot for CJ.
Wow.
And then Jenny, this is the last one I have that I copied over. Boys, my dad gives me $2,000 every summer to help pay for our family summer vacation. He's got the means to do it. He enjoys helping out. We're going to a cool ranch in Montana this year. I'm 42 years old. And that's from Jenny. So she gets $2,000 a month just to go on vacation from Pappy.
Dang.
Dang, man.
How do I get adopted by that dad?
That
Here's our phone
sucks.
Number.
Sucks.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I'm not confident on calls on this, and I'll tell you why. Because there is, even if it's just slight, there is a slight perception that people have that if you're 30-something years old and your parents are still paying for something, then you should be embarrassed. And so I don't think very many people will call and offer it up. They'd rather just keep
what
quiet
if we
about
don't
it.
Give you heck for it? At least I won't.
What fun is there in that?
I will be on your side, and I will say that's great, and Dom can waggle his finger at you. How about that?
I'm not going to waggle a finger. I'm going
to
roll
fingers,
my eyes.
Two fingers at you.
It's more of an eye roll than a finger waggle. You only waggle a finger when you expect people to change their behavior.
Yeah.
I don't expect that at all.
No, probably not.
Here's Haley. Haley, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good, Haley.
Couldn't be better. What do you think about all this?
Well, usually I agree with Jeremy and everything, but this time I agree with you, Dom. I don't think adults should be paying for their adult children's bills.
Look at you guys tag teaming, high five, and fist bumping.
All I know is that my feelings were hurt right out of the gate. Dom, I never agree with you. What? What? I'm the rational one on this show.
No,
what are you
you're
talking
not.
About?
Whatever. I like you, Haley. Take as much time as you need.
Well, she doesn't like you today.
I know.
Why is it you think it's dumb?
Come on, Haley. It's just a cell phone, Haley.
The age I think we should be off of it is between like 21 and 23, but I, you know, everybody's struggling right now, so Jeremy, I don't think that was a good argument, but everybody is struggling right now, and, you know, kids just got to step up and pay their own bills.
There you go.
Well, I'm glad
That's
you
good,
called.
Haley.
I'm glad I got I'm glad you threw me a crumb my way, Haley. Thank
you
so much.
Thank you for that,
much.
Haley. See you later. That was good.
Oh, that's excellent. Who's next? Shannon. Shannon, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
So what do you think?
I think it's okay for parents to still pay for their kids' phone bill.
I feel like I'm talking to someone whose parents are still paying her phone bill.
I'm
is that
sniffing
right?
that out, too.
That would be correct.
Hey, how much is your bill? How much is your bill every month?
I think like $70 for the family my parents pay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're like on a family plan then, and they're just covering it. You're not chipping in for the family plan.
Do you Venmo them any money to cover it, Shannon?
No, I don't.
How come?
I'm the last kid on the plan, so I think they gave up on kicking us off.
Well, why aren't you just doing it out of the goodness of your heart, tossing them $20 or something?
I could. There would be no issue with that. It is the last bill that they'd pay for me, so other than that, like, I'm on my own.
You're just milking it for a little
bit. Well,
I'm
glad to hear that. How old are you, Shannon?
I'm 24.
I'm glad you called us. Thank you for listening, and thanks for calling on that phone that your parents pay for.
Sounds really
that's
good.
That's exactly what I did.
Have a great
See you later.
Day.
See, I think that's part of it is that all these goofy family plans, you know, and the parents are just still like, yeah, we got it, you know? That's what this is, the family plan.
Christine, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You have the floor, Christine. What do you want to say?
I'm with Dom on this. I think I'm 26 years old and my sister is 35 years old. And my parents paid for a lot of things for her and just even in her early 30s. And I decided in my life I was never going to be like that, because anytime she asked my parents for money, you can see a look of disappointment in their face, like, oh, really? Like, again? So I pay for absolutely everything. Like, you're an adult. Get a job. There's tons of jobs out there. It's not that hard. I just think it's kind of like a lazy thing. Like, I'm just going to milk my parents, and that's just not what they deserve.
What a great call.
I'm glad you called, really good, Christine. Call. Thank you for being on the show. Appreciate you.
See you later. I was wondering where her sister is now. What's going on? She sounded a little jealous.
Jealous? I think she's right. That whole look of disappointment.
I see that. Hi, Brenda.
Hey.
Hey.
I'll tell you what, I'm on the other side of this. I paid for everything for my kids forever. And finally, one day, I woke up and I realized I don't have anything. I don't have anything to show for the hard work I do because I drive a truck. And my daughter called me and she said, Mom, I need you to pay for my daycare. And I went off. I told her, I said, I did not have that kid. I am not going to pay any of your guys' bills anymore. Sink or swim. And now none of them will talk to me.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh, Brenda, that's horrible.
I hate to hear the last sentence of that story, but thank
the tough
you for
love
the call.
Worked.
But I mean, that's a cautionary tale for people.
That's a great
point. If you let your kids get into their 20s and their 30s, and you'll never be able to wean them.
It will be expected from there on out. But that sounds like she's paying for everything. Oh my God, I don't agree.
Time
with
for
that.
One more. It's Mike. Mike, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys? Oh, well, I know you guys are great.
Mike, we're fine.
What do you got, buddy?
What's up?
Well, my daughters are on my family plan, and it wouldn't save me much at all to take them off, but it would cost them a lot more. And although they're not paying that, they pay for dinner out for me once in a while. They pay for other things. We're family. So I got the bill this month. They got something next month.
I like that. It's a little give and take.
Okay.
At least they're recognizing it and spiffing dad every once in a while.
I'm glad you called us, Mike. Thanks for taking the time, buddy, okay?
Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike.
And you as well.
That's nice.
I don't see it. Let me put it this way. If you're in your mid to late 20s or 30s and your parents are still paying for your phone, but even if it's the family plan excuse that people fall back on, even if it's that, it doesn't hurt you to Venmo them your share of it. It's part of building responsibility, and that's what's lacking. And that's why, you know, Brenda's story about her kids not speaking to her anymore. She never taught them to, be responsible for themselves.
I feel bad for her. Oh.
Boy, this turned dark.
Sure did. Poor Brenda.
What happened?
Everyone feels bad for Brenda now. Brenda's not got no money. All she's got is her truck. She's driving her truck around with an empty wallet.
Oh, my God. Thank you for the call,
everyone.